Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, December 29th, 2016. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Thursday, everyone. It is 35 degrees, and we are under a lake effect warning here in upstate New York. It's actually pretty gray. If you look at the map, everything east of here looks like it has some sort of precipitation. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show Biotech, Obama, Trump, Fake News, Mad Science, and Selling Humanity. And that's kind of what's going on. People aren't paying attention. They open up the back walls, back doors, and the back walls. They pulled up the moving van. They actually got a whole fleet of them. And they ripped all the fixtures off the walls, and now they're pulling out the copper. That copper is the wiring that makes up our brains. We've discovered as part of this brain project and part of this 21st Century Cures Act that just got inked, there is a large brain component that has to do with mental health and diagnosing disease. Of course, the brain has been something they've been trying to crack that nut for a very long time. On the name of course, curing your illness, but it's going to be applied twofold. One is going to be to recreate an artificial machine that is as close to human as possible. They want to be able to replicate the way the mind stores and retrieves memories, right? We've seen they're doing all kinds of research on that right now, using flashes of light and electrical zaps. They're able to remove traumatic memories and insert better memories. I mean, don't think that that isn't going to be a treatment here in the not-too-distant future. I am predicting 2017. We are going to see this full-blown rollout of smartphone doctor and keeping healthcare costs down by automating things and having us give our data up to the machine, put it in the database. Precision Medicine Initiative. Those pesky electronic medical health records that they've been fighting since the early 2000s to get doctors and hospitals to get behind. It's taken a really long time, but they finally see the promise. And if they sweeten that deal with a whole chunk of research funding coming your way, you better believe the doctors and hospitals who do research and those who are into newfangled healing technology are going to step right in line when there's money involved. $6.3 billion for 21st Century Cures. We found out yesterday, too, there was part of this NDAA 2017 that also passed. That passed Friday before Christmas. That NDAA 2017 included $611 billion for the Department of Defense. Department of Defense includes DARPA. And DARPA is doing a lot of the sprinkle funding at all of our universities and our hospitals doing research. I went to UB, University of Buffalo. University of Buffalo was a research university. We were tied to the Veterans Hospital, which, you know, all these years I've known that, but never dawned on me. Yes, yeah, so UB's medical school, which is on the Main Street campus, is right there, kitty corner from the VA hospital. And the doctors from UB go to VA and they go back again. And I never thought to myself, hey, they must be doing some kind of research, but I was noticing over the last 5, 6, 7 years that I've been aware now of DARPA. I've seen a few grants come into Buffalo from DARPA, like to Roswell Park, for being able to protect people exposed to radiation. From radiation, of course, they were doing that testing on chemo patients. But what was my point? The NDAA 2017 quietly rolled out over the holiday weekend. Obama inked it, just like he did the 21st Century Cures Act. I was certain that they would have both made headline news, wink. They didn't. Surprise! So now we have these two huge country-changing laws out there that put us in the situation where we are about to lose more of our liberties, except we don't even know it yet. And everybody's reveling as we're moving toward New Year's Eve here in a couple nights. No one has any idea what that fox is doing hiding under the egg box in the hen house, because we don't see him yet. It makes me very frightened for our future and for our children when I see this stuff happening. And 99% of our citizens don't even know. I mean, do you think if you go to a New Year's Eve party and you ask your friends what they think about the 21st Century Cures Act or making mini brain balls, that they would have any idea? Because I don't. I don't know much of anyone outside of this show, to be honest, who has followed much of this. There's some GMO groups that have been watching it, but there hasn't been a lot. And I'm telling you, this is biology meets technology. 21st century, get it in you. I saw a story yesterday. Some new little nanobot cancer-fighting robot was just announced here. Nano-sized discs teach your body to fight cancer. So let it in. Let it in. You know, what's really disturbing is people like me, people in the alternative media, are sitting here squawking about what is really happening. And as they're passing disinformation and propaganda acts, NDAAs with provisions in them to shut you up, tamping down on those internet rumors, good old Billy Clinton in 2011, they're about ready to turn off your connection to reality. And I hate to say it, but the mainstream news has been our groomed reality for a long time. But remember, up until 2013, it was still deemed, quote unquote, illegal to turn the propaganda machine, the State Department, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, and of the American populace. That was reserved only for people overseas to be brainwashed to want to accept democracy. Now they've turned it toward us. Now they're stepping up the pace. And remember back a year or so ago, we had actually seen that there was a posting. The White House was hiring psychological professionals to help craft the message to sell the story to the American people. And I don't remember what it was. It might have been for Obamacare was the original thought. But Obamacare is now morphing. This is phase two, this 21st Century Cures Act. I'm telling you. It's not going to be repealed. They are not going to repeal Obamacare. They are just going to spin out Dr. Smartphone nanobots in your blood and remote biosensors and hooking you up to be able to provide a dashboard 24/7 to your doctor or your neurological surveillance center to make sure you're operating within parameters. Wow, look. Look at how it's like the days back in the early 2000s when we were out there peddling to all these corporations that had a phone network, and then they got a data network. And that data network was pretty rudimentary because it pretty much was a couple phone lines. You dialed up. There was a modem. You know, you would do the old dial-up, and then who knows what you got, 9600 baud, 19.2, I remember those, 33.6, I don't think there was a 24.4 in there, maybe there was a 24.4 on an internal modem, but they did data that way for a long time. They had ISDN, they had, I'm so not coffeed yet, but any of those old data technologies that were out there, T1, then, you know, when fiber came out, we were laying T1s everywhere. But a T1, people, I don't think, understand this. Even though a T1 is optical, so we're talking light versus electricity. A T1 for data was only 1.544 meg per second. You can't get much done at 1.544 meg a second. We used to think so back in those days. I remember when I was working, doing the technical training and that. I used to train all the employees in our California office, the Toronto office, down the Miami office, and the Buffalo office. And we would do a big online training, and we're talking probably mid-90s. And I had, 1,800 people, I think, I was responsible for on a monthly basis. There were a lot of people. And it was a big deal because we could all go to our computers back then. See, we were selling the leading-edge technology, so we had to eat our own dog food. But it was interesting that in, like, 1997... we had the capability to connect that many people directly together, point to point, on a piece of software. We could provide live conferencing. You know, when we were talking about Dr. Smartphone, precision medicine, that was one of the big deals, to be able to give you personalized care direct to your doctor at any time of day or night. For $29.95. Actually, they said $30 to $40, but close enough. But I mean, it's taken us 20 years? Are you kidding me? Wait. Oh my God. I'm having another one of those old person moments. I was just telling my daughter about this the other day. I was telling her about when you grow up, you know, you always wish you want to be older. And then one day you're going to look back and you're not going to realize how much time's gone by. And you're going to look back and you go, could that possibly have been 10 years already? And you're like, oh my God, it has. And then as you get older, it's like, could it possibly be 20 years already? Oh my goodness, it has. And before you know it, you're 50 and then you're 70. And you still don't feel any different. You're still you. Except now 40 years has gone by. And you go, what the hell happened? But literally 20 years ago, I guess, since we're coming on 2017. Wow, I hate having moments like this. This is a bunch of times this week. I lost my train of thought. 20 years ago, in 1997, we were doing mass distance learning and communication across technology that was brand spanking new. And now look at, in a short 20 years, this is why, you know, we start looking at that law of exponential returns and where we're at right now and how fast things are moving. And now they're predicting in just a short 4 years. Okay, so that's all it is for a presidential term, too. And they just handed Trump the mad science keys. They're all going to go underground and close their eyes, plug their ears, and let insanity ensue for 4 years. Ink all the checkbooks up. Take anything that's left that hasn't been ripped off the walls or taken out of the walls. The copper. I don't think there's anything else. PVC's not worth a lot. Maybe lead. Probably not. Build a bunker with the lead pipe. But they're all going to run away and hide. And let all these new lunatics have their way with us. I saw something really scary. So we were talking about mini brain balls yesterday and them creating full-blown real brains out of stem cells. And these are these pluripotent iPS stem cells. Scrape, scrape, a little bit of skin into a petri dish. Mix it up with some chemicals. I could turn it into any type of pluripotent stem cells. Well, they've been able to do it with brain. Mini brain balls are pretty damn cool. And the thing is, they can think just like your brain. They just don't have any of the five senses. Well, now they're making them in the lab as little 3D models. They want to use them to test medications, to start researching some epigenetics that they thought about with environmental factors, with diet or stress that cause maybe schizophrenia and other mental diseases. They are working together with the National Institute of Health, and you have your National Institute of Mental Health. It's very frightening. So we're going to create little mini brain balls of you in a lab for experimentation. But don't worry about it, Johnny, because it won't hurt a bit. But then I ran across this. Two things. Trump aid served on the board of a, quote, brain fingerprinting company with a KGB spy. Now, okay, again, we have to remember that all the news we read, not just RT, I mean, like I said before, RT, I've always known, has been financed by the Kremlin. I looked that up way, way back and followed the money. But on the other hand, RT pumping out quote-unquote propaganda happens to be RT journalists, and many of them are American citizens, doing investigative journalism and digging up dirt on the lies that we are being told by our own government is a counter-narrative. So from that perspective, and the perspective that our mainstream media is not doing the same, which is their responsibility under the Constitution, keeping a corrupt government in check versus being the government propaganda mouthpiece, I give RT a pass because they seem to be one of the only organizations besides the alternative media, but they are the alternative media just financed by the Russians. Fair shake. But when I listen to things like RT, or when I look at alternative news that is out there through alternative publications, one thing I look for is the source. I always want to find out where they source the story or where they receive the press release from. And if you don't have any links in there at all or any footnotes for me to follow back and go, oh, look, that really did happen, I am never going to source your story or talk about it or post it or even read any further if it seems too good to be true. That's the problem that American people, and of course, now they're trying to roll this out globally, the interneters have, is that apparently they don't know how to distinguish between real and fake news. That fake news is causing us a problem. Anyone who believes in that fake news must be a troublemaker. We should fix those people. That's the frightening thing. That's kind of what we're seeing happening here. As they are rolling out this brain technology, this scanning technology, this diagnostic technology, and they can even diagnose mental disease with your voice patterns, whether or not you are talking in proper syntax. We have Tommy and Sal, and I know we talk about him all the time. We should see what Tommy's doing today. I haven't looked him up to see like what projects he's working on. But Tommy Insel, that director, former director of the National Institute of Mental Health, went to Google's Verily. So that was very significant. And we've been talking about it the whole time since we saw in October 2015 he was leaving. I honestly have never seen or heard another alternative media outlet talking about Tommy Insel going to Google and how important that is. This mental health thing is going to be a big deal. This is going to be the way they take down all of us pesky people that have been causing them trouble for a long time. That whole alt-right. Those gun-toting Americans. Those free thinkers. Those people who don't necessarily trust authority are all going to be future problems. And they need to find a way to disable us. Of course, they're doing all this research on, I was seeing a lot of stuff recently on energy weaponry. That's a lot of what they're investing in now for 2017 for the military. Three or four stories in a row back last week I posted on the Before the First Cup page. And now we just see that as part of the NDAA 2017, they got $611 billion in military funding. I'll guarantee you that they are going to be investing a lot of that, not only into brain research, you know, to help cure PTSD for soldiers, but also into pulse weaponry. And remember, they've also added a space component on the name of keeping us safe from asteroids by executive order. We also know that we just gave that new super powerful space telescope from DARPA to the Air Force. We have this full-blown Space Command thing going on. We got the mining of the moon and Mars coming quick. 2017 again, private mining company. Got to go ahead. I don't know if they gave him a permit or whatever. Let's go up there and start messing around on the moon. And, you know, once they get up there and they start claiming their orbits and claiming ownership of space and deciding what stays up there and what doesn't. You know, DARPA has their new garbage collection project going on to start getting rid of all the space junk. I saw China or India is doing that now too. And we got all these satellites and things, top secret and not top secret, that are floating around like space junk, kind of like that big plastic island in the ocean, twice the size of Texas. So we're going to use that as an excuse to really take over space. But don't think that some of this new, quote unquote, pulse weaponry isn't going to go up there. Also, what we're talking about, some of those 5G ubiquitous internet satellites and those CubeSats. Remember, we haven't talked about CubeSats in a while. They were launching millions of those things all in the upper atmosphere for radio connectivity and all this other stuff. And oh, by the way, the Air Force Space Command was going to plasma bomb the sky to make radio communications better for some of these new technologies that they're tossing out there. Guys, it literally is the open air prison that is being dropped on us. Because remember, as they're putting all this stuff into space in the upper atmosphere, it's all in the name of connecting the Internet of Things. It's all in the name of being able to monitor and surveil at a moment's notice for business agility to be able to respond to your customers quickly. That's the way they're going to sell it to corporate America. They're going to sell it to the healthcare and to you that we can surveil Nana. Get her biostatistics 24/7. Be able to tell whether or not she is operating within parameters, whether or not Nana's safe. And in the name of national security, it's going to be, oh my goodness, we have terrorists under every bed and in every closet. And oh, by the way, maybe your neighbor's a terrorist because he doesn't like what's going on in the government. Maybe your neighbor is one of those First Amendment crazies. You know, I mean, they really are spinning this narrative to get everyone to dislike each other. Maybe, just maybe, your next door neighbor was a Hillary Clinton supporter. Oh my God, run away. You know, they've really, or a Black Lives Matter supporter. They've really, really tried to pound a shiv between our entire population. We are supposed to be suspicious of everybody. Don't trust anybody. Remember back under Obama, he had those 1-800 call Walmart gift cards if you blew in your neighbors for unregistered guns. I don't remember what state that was. I think it was California. Maybe California, they were giving away the gift cards for just turning in your old firearms. But there was one state where they had a 1-800 number to call in and report people. You'll get a gift card. I mean, guys, this is not... honestly, this is sounding more and more like a fascist post-World War II country or pre-World War II country I ever heard of one. I'm literally afraid. You know, there's so many people over the years that have met me because of my training experience and stuff that I used to do. I met thousands of people. They had to listen to me. They had to pass my test. See, you guys are lucky I don't give you a test. But I was doing new hire training and then the monthly sales training for the technical side of things for all of our salespeople. And we were a pretty large company. I don't know. There might have been like, I think it was 1,700 employees, salespeople I was responsible for total. But plus then all the new people that came in. But these people used to come in. They came from Banana Republic and maybe Camp USA. You know, they were salespeople. I had to turn them into techie-type people. But there's a process for doing that. And see, you have to do this intensive process. And anybody who knows, especially trying to learn stuff that you don't understand or whatever, you really need to focus your brain. You can't be distracted. You have to pound it into their heads and you have to repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Well, as we're learning about the brain, and we're learning how the brain is manipulated over and over again, we've learned about Bernays and all the stuff that Bernays learned how to do to turn us into this consumeristic society. That dangling carrot, keeping up with the Joneses, that's kind of influenced the last 100-plus years of our society. Well, this is what they're doing to us now with these mantras about fake news, these mantras about terror, terror, terror. Right? They're calling it... I don't even know what they're calling it. They're calling it news. I'm calling it propaganda and trauma-based mind control. You know, 9/11 was a big part of trauma-based mind control. Once they have you with that fear button is used to manipulate and control you and to direct you to where they want you to go. Anyway, back to the story. This is out of Gizmodo. Trump aide served on the board of a quote-unquote brain fingerprinting company with a KGB spy. Like I said, take it for what you will for the title. Because you got to be leery of everything now. You don't know what is true or what isn't. But we've already read about some of these brain fingerprinting companies. This is what we were saying the other day about a brain scan. Being as individualistic as a fingerprint. They can identify you with the brain scan. Well, if you keep confusing Michael Flynn, Donald Trump's national security advisor with a two-bit villain in a Tom Clancy novel. We don't blame you. Now remember, this is Gizmodo, far lefty publication. So we'll just surf through, you know, all the opinion they put in here. Jack Ryan would have definitely been suspicious of Flynn, who was on the board of a dubious brain fingerprinting company working alongside a guy once convicted of trying to sell stolen biotech material to the KGB to interrogate people using brain scans. Oh me, oh my, how frightening is that? So he was working on a board of a company that did brain fingerprinting next to a guy who was convicted of trying to sell this very stuff that I've been talking about, biotech secrets to the human brain. They could suck out your thoughts, Jenny. And then put in new ones. You'll never know. This is horrifying. How are we going to protect ourselves? It used to be the joke wearing the tinfoil hat. I don't think tinfoil is going to help. I'm going to need a lead cave. This is very frightening. Again, no, no, no. This is not a 1990s spy novel. It is something one of our future president's top aides really did in real life. Flynn, according to Bloomberg, began collaborating with a Boston-based company. Oh, and I think we read about these guys, Brainwave Science, last spring. Brainwave is in the business of selling an incredibly dubious technology called quote-unquote brain fingerprinting, which, listen to this, tries to assess the honesty of an interrogation subject using brain scans. Well, if we didn't read about it, we called that one out a long time ago. This whole truth algorithm and all this fake news, terrorists under every bed and being able to suck your dreams and suck your thoughts, implant and replace memories. Our brain is no longer our own. And they got millimeter wave, they got wireless, being able, Wi-Fi, being able to read your emotions at a distance. They got those little twitchy AI apps that can read your micro expressions and tell whether or not you are bullshitting. There's a very, very brave new world coming. Guys, by the way, Santa Claus brought Brave New World in 1984 to this household, so I have them out on the coffee table. I almost yesterday, when I was about ready to take my little afternoon siesta, when I finally, you know, I start the show right as I roll out of bed, my first cup of coffee, and then I got to get my notes done, and then I got to get the stuff cut for the evening, and blah, 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 and then I got to make dinner and whatever. So by the time I get to finally stop for the day for the first time, it is usually about 6 p.m., and I'll kick back on the couch. I got a fuzzy blanket that I'll snuggle up under, and the little kitten happens to love that fuzzy blanket, so usually comes up and gives me a snuggle. And then I'll close my eyes. But yesterday, I opened A Brave New World. Actually read the back of it first. I opened it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to start reading this because I think this is so important. It really is the type of world that we're going to be living in. And then I didn't make it. Then I closed my eyes. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try. All right, anyway, Flynn, according to Bloomberg, began collaborating with Boston-based Brainwave Science last spring, and it is in the business of selling technology called brain fingerprinting. It tries to assess the honesty of an interrogation subject using a brain scan. The technology is designed to be a replacement to the polygraph test. And the Brainwave website says, quote, brain fingerprinting collects an advanced scientific brain response called the P300 Murmur, M-E-R-M-E-R, to analyze patterns of semantic memory recognition. Patented algorithm processes. I told you 2016. Word of the year is algorithm. We have heard it probably a bazillion times now since January. Patented algorithm processes intelligently detect specific information stored in the brain, unquote. So it detects information stored in the brain using a new patented algorithm process. Sounds like a late night commercial. 1995. Get your brain scan. We can tell whether or not you have mental issues. And then give you a couple zippity zaps to fix you. That's what it's going to come down to. They got all these different ways now as they're learning more and more secrets. As they're spending more and more money on this new economic engine called You and Me. To come up with ways to come up with cures. We are 1.0. We are going to be what they utilize to come up with all these different cures for things. And they're going to find lots of illnesses. It's amazing how many brain diseases and how many cancers and how many all these other epidemics that we're having. Genetic diseases. They're going to fix them all. And look at, we've even made areas of this planet totally, completely uninhabitable. Well, don't worry about that either. The DARPA lady said we're going to use synthetic biology. Push a bunch of buttons. Beep, beep, beep. Create a new life form. Maybe we can even terraform these places as practice for Mars. I mean, all of this technology, just one of the many disruptive technologies that are coming at us at 1,000 miles a minute right now, could literally destroy everything. Life. You know, reproduction. The food chain. The atmosphere. Our brain cells. You know, like I could just, anything I think of. We have things we're messing around with. They're just taking all the genies. They just let them all out of the bottle. It's an orgy. I've used that word before, but it sure as hell is. It's like the, I don't remember what they called them, the Wizard's Apprentice or something. Except they don't know how to control this stuff. So they can mess around all they want. But don't fool with Mother Nature. I think Mother Nature is going to bitch slap us for what we're doing right now. I'm mentally preparing myself. I will not be surprised if the human race destroys itself. And I mean, in the old days, like we said, oh, nukes are so old school. It's in the old days, they conditioned us to believe we had to bend over under our desks and kiss our asses goodbye when they did that air raid drill. Because the Russians were going to nuke us. Well, not really worried too much about nukes anymore. Radiation, schmadiation. We've had 3 triple meltdowns going on for the last 5, going on 6 years now. We're not dead yet. There's still people walking around in Japan, so hey. Don't worry about it. But I'm telling you, there's a whole, I've really been digging into some of the old school Cold War research that they were doing into nuclear particulate excitation of the upper atmosphere. I've talked about this a few times. Kurt Vonnegut's brother was actually involved in that. Kurt Vonnegut, the author. It was part of, I don't remember the name of the program. Damn it. But it was, you know, Operation Paperclip guys were all brought over. And this was all in the name of warfare. All in the name of the Manhattan Project. That's what it was. This is like phase 2 of the Manhattan Project. That never ended either. And we're still suffering from the pollution and the destruction that they've created with that. And that Manhattan Project is just getting bigger. I think Fukushima is actually just the next phase of the Manhattan Project, because, hey, we can't go exploding nukes anymore for experimentation. You know, they were doing that up until the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. I very vaguely remember making a note to myself when they did the last open air nuclear explosion. But when I was in Nevada visiting Heidi back 3-4 years ago, just before I went, they had done an underground nuclear explosion just outside of Vegas. And the strangest thing was, I'd read about it in the paper here. I talked to Heidi's mom. She very, very closely follows the news. They didn't know anything about it there. But anyway, don't get off topic. But I just wanted to point out that Fukushima, I am pretty certain, just by a lot of the things that they're messing with now, doing some of this plasma bombing the sky with Space Command and that to boost radio frequency and all this 5G and millimeter wave, they were already messing with things very similar to that with nuclear explosions in the Manhattan Project and radio waves in the upper atmosphere back in the 40s and the 50s. I don't think it ever ended. They can't explode them open air anymore, but hey, we got this triple meltdown now just spewing it for everyone. And look, it's right up there by Alaska too. We happen to have lots of antennas. Got that X-37B floating around up there. I don't know if they brought it down from its third or fourth secret mission of who the hell knows what it's doing. Guys, they're doing something. But we are at a point right now where there are so many disruptive technologies that could totally wipe this planet out. I told my dad, every day that we get up, and I do the reality check every morning, I wake up, I listen. I'm like, do I hear sirens? No. Okay, check. Am I smelling smoke? No. Does everything seem normal? Yes. Then I hit my phone and drop down to see what all the emails, CNN, breaking alerts happen to be. See if anything blew up. If we're at any type of war, if there's any strange disease that is wiping the world clean of humans. And I think to myself, okay, well, we have managed to go another 24 hours without wiping the human race off the face of the earth. That's a good thing. But the sad fact of the matter is, we seem to take life for granted. We take every day for granted that tomorrow, things are going to be the way they are today. And back when we were kids, maybe or maybe not, we had the technology to wipe the human race off the face of the planet. I mean, nukes. But, you know, back in those days, we thought nukes, they blew up one nuke. Oh, my God, we'd all die. Well, we know that's not true. They blew up many nukes, hundreds of nukes, if you look at that history. And we're not all dead. It's amazing. And we don't have arms growing out of the back of our heads either. So I don't know how that's even possible. But on the other hand, as we've moved forward, and even Clapper came out and said that this CRISPR technology is a WMD of epic proportions. When you could start splicing and dicing at a DNA level in a petri dish, making life on the fly, and then add to that all the synthetic biology bullshit, we have Georgie Porgy Church creating synthetic human genomes. Creating, and I don't know if it was George Church that actually created the synthetic X and Y amino acid. There are all kinds of labs that were working on that, but now we can make alien life all in the name of creating new pharmaceutical drugs or whatever. That was their big ploy on that. And then we're building killer robots. I think I saw something yesterday. I didn't follow up on it. I gotta go hit all my alerts. It's just been, I have had no time. I've been dealing with crises. I think I saw the UN or one of the international commissions just stepped up and said that they were banning killer robots. Well, I'll believe that when I see it, because the military hasn't stopped. And all in the name of keeping you safe against Russia and China. Don't forget, we are in now. This is not a nuclear arms race anymore. This is a 21st century arms race. 21st century arms races include things such as CRISPR, which really should be considered a biological weapon, even though it isn't some sort of pathogen. It is giving them the ability to rewrite the human genome on the fly, to rewrite plant genomes on the fly. We saw DARPA has a program. Oh, I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's got the bugs. They are going to infect insects with a genetically modified bacteria. Then they're going to take those infected insects and set them loose on a crop. And then those infected insects are going to start eating the crop. And as they start eating the crop, that infection passes from the insect to the plant and will genetically modify the plant on the fly. Now think about that one. It's called the, I remember it, it's called the Insect Allies Program, A-L-L-I-E-S, as in like there are cohorts. That is being experimented with right now. They have a proposer's day. I think that's come and gone. So somebody won the bid. So who's working on that one in a lab with DARPA money? We also have that other one where they put out an RFP looking for proposers. Let's come up with a digital rights management for the human genome. So they could lock our genomes down so accidentally or accidentally on purpose. Our genome couldn't be accidentally overwritten. We couldn't be modified by those Chinese biohackers that want to come mutate your population on the fly as part of covert biological warfare of the future. I mean, guys, we are at that point now. That's where we're at. Science fiction upside down world through the other side of the black hole. That's where we're at. And I know it seems completely, utterly insane, but I've followed this stuff very, very closely. And I call bullshit when something seems too good to be true. Something seems too weird. I call it. I dig it up. I find the source material. I read the experiments. I find the papers. And I mean, remember, all this fake news. We find out FDA has been publishing stuff all the time for years in science journals and that, allowing it to go through without proper peer review. They've been letting studies funded by industry get published as if it were unbiased. They've been allowing pure out and out fraudulent studies to get published, and none of it's been redacted. But remember, they created that crisis because now you have all these industry insiders who are pointing to potentially fraudulent studies or studies that were paid for by industry dollars to show a beneficial outcome for their industry, and they're pointing to these very same studies saying, look, these vaccines are safe. Look, genetically modified foods are safe. Your children will not end up bumping into walls or killing all their gut bacteria or ending up with horrible cancers because you ate our food. I mean, they can tell us anything. Truth is what they make it. They are spinning a story, and they are selling it to us hook, line, and sinker. One of the other things I was going to talk about with these pulse weapons, what scares me, is I was reading about disintegration rays and just using different frequencies to make things shatter, make things fall apart. And as they start putting these technologies into the sky, ubiquitously on the name of scanning, watching for criminals, monitoring your health care, getting you internet on the African continent. I mean, it's all part of the same network. It's going to get even worse. And right now, it's just the stuff of nightmares. They haven't been flipping those switches on yet. And if they have been, we haven't heard about it yet. 2017 is going to be a rollout of all this. Trump wants to bring jobs back to America. Oh, let's sell the American people and roll in the robots. And then the people of this country won't even have to work because we'll just give them universal basic income, plug them into the machine, let Big Pharma use them as their free R&D line item. Or here, why don't we go test some brain fingerprinting? Back to the story. I got real sidetracked. Basically, brain fingerprinting works by asking an interrogation subject a series of questions and then using electrodes to record the brain's EEG signals that an algorithm analyzes for patterns that suggest whether a person is being honest. For law enforcement and government agencies, it offers a tantalizing prospect of being able to simply peer into someone's brain and gather details about a crime. I mean, they're gathering details about a crime by staring into your brain because you look twitchy there, Johnny. You get that little eye twitch back, and that must mean that you're not telling us the truth about something. Get over here and put on your headset. And are you going to have to get up in the morning and answer 20 questions with your little headset on and look into the camera, Johnny? You know, are you going to be able, since when the robots take all the jobs, to get your universal basic income, are you going to have to answer questions about your thoughts and try to convince those who are in charge that you are on their side and not part of that other group that's trying to take them down? I mean, guys, this really is dystopia ad nauseum. And then when we see, as part of this 21st Century Cures Act, we have this neurological surveillance for people with quote-unquote mental disabilities and disease. And as they are evolving the definition of what a mental defect is, we got all these new dementias that are epidemics, and autism that is epidemic, and Zika. Remember, Zika is another brain issue that's an epidemic. Dementia, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, depression, PTSD. I mean, they are just rolling it all out. We are putting more and more and more and more and more money out there. And now it'll be your loved one who can be cured, Johnny, if you just go along with it. Well, wait till you hear this. Talking about determining whether or not you've committed a crime, this company, Brainwave, says that it is an accuracy rate of close to 100%. But whether this technology actually works is widely disputed. The technology is yet to be subjected to public review so far, and it has rarely been admitted into a U.S. court as evidence. Yeah, I love the way they word that, rarely. So it means somewhere there's a precedent. A report released in 2001... Think about that, 2001, found that the claims of effectiveness could not be validated. But in 2012, a group of researchers sought to debunk the technique, writing in a publication called Cognitive Neurodynamics that this research was, quote, misleading and misrepresents the scientific status of brain fingerprinting technology, unquote. Still, Brainwave Science has sold its technology to a number of countries. Ding. Just like Israel is selling their face scanning technology to some unnamed, wink, Department of Homeland Security department to be able to scan faces and determine on a statistical basis if there are any genetic features in your face that could predict whether or not you are a future criminal or a terrorist. You know, this is a global thing, guys. This technology isn't just here. This is going to take over everywhere. That's why it is so imperative for the Facebooks and the Googles of the world to get 5G internet everywhere. You know, it's not about giving you access to the world or to education or any of that other bullshit that they sell it to you for. It's about getting you online, making certain that every square inch of this planet is connected to this matrix that is coming. This literally is the matrix. Still, Brainwave Science has sold this technology to a number of countries and has attracted many former members of government to its board. Now, that's got to make you a little uncomfortable. Flynn was brought on, this is Trump's dude, to the company's board of advisors in February in order to help sell the products to who? Oh, the U.S. federal agencies, which, thank goodness, have yet still to bite. Well, once he's in the federal agency, he can just roll this shit right in there. And as for the whole Russian spy thing, one of Flynn's board of directors was Subu Kota, a man who pleaded guilty in 96 to selling the stolen biotech material to an FBI agent posing as a Russian spy. And during the federal court proceedings, prosecutors argued that between 1985 and 1990, Kota was part of a spy ring selling missile defense technology to Russia. All right, guys, I don't know. I guess we'll have to continue tomorrow. Make sure you stick around. Lonnie Clark is live up next. Have an awesome Thursday. I will catch up with you then. Everybody take care.